Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We need interns. Spring people. Spring semester interns. It's so much fun here, I promise. The kids, they're always just like throwing a party down there.
We got a new guy right now, right?
Sebastian. He's our, yeah, and Ryan was yesterday. We need, I think we need, what, two more people probably?
One or two, yeah.
Yeah. So please send an email to Bryn@RadioAlice.com, B-R-Y-N, Bryn@RadioAlice.com with your resume and cover letter. Come join the team.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank, locally owned branches, locally grown experts, and offer local loans so your money starts and stays in the community. Learn more at FremontBank.com. That's FremontBank.com. Bet you Peter Polyopoulos goes there.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Your thoughts?
On what?
On Peter.
I don't have any.
Oh, all right.
I haven't thought about him in 35 years.
Well, no, he actually thought about him quite a bit yesterday. And then
no, you thought about him quite a bit yesterday. I brought him up mistakenly yesterday and shouldn't have said his whole name, shouldn't have given you guys any clues.
Right. Actually, I have a text on that.
Oh, great. That's wonderful.
I was listening to the podcast yesterday on my way home when you guys started looking into Peter and then found a man that with that name. And then he was from the town that Sarah just mentioned. I was floored and my jaw dropped and I yelled, "Oh my God," in my car started laughing.
This is not funny.
Great radio, guys.
Actually,
so good.
I feel really bad. Like, if this gets back to him, he'll be like, "What? Like, this is so out of the blue."
How much do you love that text? That there's a person out there listening and she's just like, he or she.
It's like, oh, Sarah's pain.
Oh, my God. Was the reaction.
You know what? That was my reaction, too, because right. I really never expected anybody to find this guy.
Yeah.
I never should have said his name.
There was a text in there, Vinny, that said, "It won't be long before we hear from Peter's lawyer sending us
no doubt and stop talking about this guy."
What's going on with this Peter dude? I must have missed this story yesterday. You want to recap that? Or?
I don't want
okay.
Vinny. We should stop talking about him. He's a private citizen.
9 o'clock hour yesterday. You can go back to the podcast.
It's real life, though. I mean, he shouldn't make out with girls if he doesn't
even
want
and
them
I even said today, I don't even necessarily remember
it.
That anything happened between us.
Oh, I know
was,
what happened.
I liked
I
him.
You
I remember
I'm pretty
like
sure
pursuing. You made up things like you always do.
There's French kissing and for sure a boob grab.
I don't know if there's any of that. I don't even know if I ever made out with him.
Too late, Sarah.
No, you already told us you did.
I thought I did, but then the more I thought about it, I was like, you know,
you tried
I definitely,
to squirm out of it, but that's too late.
It's not about squirming out of it. I just, you know, I really thought he was cute. I liked him. I met him and his friend.
Kevin. Another Greek guy. Mm-hmm. You boned him.
I did. Later. Much later.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you got Peter as well.
I didn't get Peter.
Anyway.
I really was crushing on Peter, but Peter had no time for me.
I believe you're correct. Let's stop talking about your ex-boyfriend already.
Oh, my God.
It's enough.
You're like a demon.
Oh, yeah. It's me.
It is you.
Anyway, today is San Francisco's Market Street is closing to car traffic starting tomorrow. So today is the last day you'll
be
able to drive
normal
on the busiest two-mile stretch of San Francisco's Market Street. It's going to be off-limits starting Wednesday. That's tomorrow. So there is a little article in SF Gate if you want to read it. I don't have time to tell you everything, but basically, starting tomorrow, private cars will no longer be welcome along several blocks of Market Street. They say there will still be taxis, commercial vehicles, emergency vehicles, and public transit. And they also say that you'll be able to cross market on most cross streets. That's my problem, is I don't believe them. That's where the issue is going to come. trying to get across Market Street from here, for example, if I don't take Embarcadero, I would take Battery.
Right. Yep.
And then I would go left on, what is that, Bush?
Uh-huh.
Which turns into First. Pardon me. And crossing there is already ridiculous. Are they really going to allow us to cross right through the middle of everything?
That they'd have to leave that one open. That's such a major intersection.
There's a lot of major
ones,
though.
How are they going to...
Yeah, I know. They all feel major.
How are they going to let motorists know that they can't... If I'm behind a cab and doing along and my GPS is telling me to take a right on Market Street and the cab in front of me does, what's stopping me from doing that?
It's going to be a problem for a while. And this is what I was trying to tell you the other day. I came into town on a Saturday. Mm-hmm. I had to do a couple errands. And I wanted to clear my car out of all possessions so I could actually park and get these things done. And what I found out is there was some road closure, random. And I lost 30 to 40 minutes of my day rerouting my way out of town. And that's going to be what happens to a lot of people, I'm guessing.
I haven't seen any road signs.
No.
I've heard about it on television and the radio, but I haven't seen any
road signs. Have they changed anything?
Or like, what are those signs called? That
I've seen a couple of those.
What does it say?
I don't know, but they do have a couple of those, but it's
not
going to be enough.
Yeah, on the freeway and stuff.
So Uber and Lyft drivers will still be allowed. So taxi cabs will still be allowed. Ride hailing vehicles such as Lyft and Uber are unwelcome on Market.
Well, they're unwelcome, period. Unless you're waiting for yours.
So the city says they're going to be adding passenger zones and some side streets to facilitate drop offs and pickups. But Market is going to be a no Uber Lyft zone. So,
do they hope that this will? It just eases congestion and allows for like bike traffic.
They hope that pedestrians and bikes or cyclists will have safe travel through downtown Market area. I'm telling you, I don't like it, but if it works for more, I can reroute. That's fine, and I don't live here. It's fine. So if you tell me that everybody's going to be thrilled with this, that's great. I'm happy to hear it. And
well,
this next story
to find out
is an example of one benefit, because certainly with Market and pedestrians and cars, there's all kinds of possibilities for people to get hit.
Right.
This next story happened in New York City on Sunday, and there's video.
Uh-oh.
Excuse me. A 25-year-old woman was walking in New York City on Sunday, and there was a car accident nearby. Somehow, she was run over by an SUV that was involved in the accident and was pinned underneath it.
Wait, so there was an accident.
There was an accident.
And then she saw the accident and this guy hit her?
Apparently, she was just a pedestrian walking by. The accident happened, as happens in accidents. Mm-hmm. There's maybe the main involvement. There may be one that goes around outside.
Right.
I don't know all the details. But I do know that she was hit and pinned underneath the car.
God.
Immediately, pedestrians, other passerbys, start gathering around this SUV and they lift it and get her out.
Oh, my God.
So watch this. You got to look at this online when you get to work, or if you're able, go Google it right now. These people are heroes, and they all drop what they're doing, and they all run out and start lifting this car up.
Oh, my. So they're gathering around.
Badass.
Where was this?
This is in New York City.
Right downtown.
Wow.
So there's now, I want to say, 15 dudes.
And they are lifting it.
They're all pushing, and you can see more people are gathering as they realize they can't get this car lifted. But then they do. There's enough bodies and enough strength.
Up. They've done it.
They roll her out from underneath it.
Oh,
can you believe that?
No, I can't.
Incredible. You know, we'll have Vaughn post this.
That is just people.
Facebook page.
People just come flooding in.
Over a dozen strangers wound up working together to pick up the SUV.
Yeah, that's like 25 people.
So they could roll the woman out from underneath. The woman was taken to the hospital. It looks like she's only got some bruises.
Oh, my God.
So she's going to be okay. But the rescue will remind you that actually people are pretty cool.
They are.
People are pretty cool, and they do care, and they will help you if it's convenient.
Yes.
Yeah.
you know.
Well, I got my nice suit on, so I don't want to get my hands dirty.
Oh, it gives me chills.
It's beautiful.
It's radical, isn't it?
And the way that people are coming, flooding in.
It starts with like one or two guys
just trying
on their own to pick up this car. And people start scrambling.
Right. They just start leaning into it to get the weight off her. And then they end up with enough people to lift the thing. It's killer.
They just tip it upward over onto the passenger side. It's incredible.
How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts.
Sir Mix-a-Lot was inspired to write Baby Got Back when he saw skinny women with small butts in a Bud Light commercial featuring the party dog Spuds McKenzie.
Oh.
And I guess
he said, was like, I want no part of that.
No. Was this always the intro, part there?
Yeah.
It's kind of offensive now, but...
I know.
I don't remember that. I remember the look at her butt part, but this rap guy's girlfriend.
That's the part you usually play. Yeah. Right. She's just a prostitute.
I know. So rude. Gosh.
Oh, my God.
I didn't know.
Is that Becky with the good hair right there?
Sheesh.
Big butts that I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. When a girl walks by. That's all I know.
Oh. I thought you were going to impress us.
No. I wasn't going to.
It's still a great song, though. Hey, Vinny, going back to your story on Market Street.
Yeah.
We have a police officer that always listens. I don't know his name, but 415 police officer here. Police officers and parking control officers will be out there educating and enforcing the closures.
No.
Unfortunately, and this is just the nature of this is what I'm talking about, mm-hmm. is that many people won't get their education until they get there and realize you got to go another way.
Yeah.
Figure it out. The Terminator. Is the only character that made AFI's list of 50 best heroes in movie history and 50 best villains.
Oh.
So I immediately go, what is this list? Do you know the number one hero in movie history as voted by the people of the American Film Institute? The number one hero.
Is it a superhero?
It's not.
Is it John Wayne?
No.
That's a good one.
It would be a character, though, not a...
Oh.
So one of his characters you can guess, but
is
you can't guess.
Is it Magnum P.I.?
Wait, is this movies?
This is film.
Oh, sorry.
Okay.
Because the first thing I thought of was like Superman or Iron Man.
I thought of Superman
Batman
first, too, yeah.
The big heroes. But you're saying this is not a superhero.
How about Bruce Willis's... John McClane or something like that.
Okay, let me see.
Rocky
is on the list in the top 10. Rocky comes in. Rocky Balboa is number 7.
Okay. Oh, Jason Bourne.
Yeah.
Jason Bourne. All right, hold
on.
Yeah,
that's right. Dude.
Superman comes in at 26, by the way.
Oh, that is? Mm-hmm. Boy, that's actually surprising.
I know.
Oh, boy. No. This is a lot of old, you know what? Old people must have voted for this thing.
Clint Eastwood, then.
The number one, well, you got to give me his character. Atticus Finch is the number one hero.
That's Scout's dad in film history, To Kill a Mockingbird. He's the lawyer who defends the black man who's accused of raping the white woman.
Mm.
Indiana Jones.
Number two. Sure.
That's a good one.
James Bond comes in at number 3.
Oh, all right. Heroes.
Rick Blaine. Do you even know who that is?
I do not.
Rick Blaine?
Rick Blaine is from Casablanca.
Oh.
Is that the play it again, Sam?
Will Kane from High Noon. This is a 50s movie.
Yeah, AFI is...
Is that a Western?
Is that all? Is that the American Film Institute?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's all old people watching the
Silence of the Lambs comes in at number 6. Clarice Starling, Rocky Balboa, 7.
Oh, I'm glad a woman's on there.
Ellen Ripley.
Oh, yeah.
Comes in at number 8.
Ripley.
From the Alien films.
Manny Ripley. Especially for Hulk, baby. I mean, Jesus.
I blew it. I can't tell you how I've dropped the ball.
Yeah. Well, Edie's adorable.
I do think Edie's adorable, but.
Doesn't really fit her. Ripley's a little closer.
I was second-guessing myself because I thought I was just doing another one of my, this is my bright idea, and down the line at some dinner table, you know, when she's 12, she's going to be like, I hate my goddamn name, and I hate you for calling me it.
Yeah,
you know, I just saw it happening.
I think you made the right decision. Kids are cruel, and they would have made some references.
There I am.
For Ripley
would have been awesome.
Choking on my toast, going, God, what
and you and I would have had kids that were one letter away. That would have been
all
awesome.
Right. Riley Ripley.
Anyway, by the way, the worst villain in film history is Dr. Hannibal Lecter.
Oh, he was number one.
Norman Bates, 2. Darth Vader, 3.
Mm.
Wicked Witch of the West.
Yeah, she was terrible.
Nurse Ratched.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
From
Cuckoos, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Anyway, there you go. Oh, God. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Oh, no text that you want
to do? I can do some text, yeah, sure. A lot of people want to talk about PETA.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, let's coming up in the celebrity trash. Derek Huff defends his sister Julianne Huff when she was having that wacky convulsive moment at that.
What is he going to say? Oh. She'll do anything for money.
That is what he should have said, but that's not what he said.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.